Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Bad financial habits have no color, and they don't discriminate. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Black History Month was February. The month of March is Women's History Month. I want to speak specifically about women of color and money. There are several circumstances that caused us not to be on the road to financial stability. One is the fact that black women, as a group, tend to remain steadfast in spending habits despite the crumbling economy. Retirement accounts, stock bond portfolios, and mutual fund holdings are lower than other women of other races. Budgeting isn't a high priority or not done correctly. And most of our purchases are made on credit cards. That's a good way of keeping track of your spending, but credit card spending tends to mask seeing the economy and one's personal money circumstances clearly. There's another dynamic at work in the hearts, minds, and pocketbooks of black women: generosity. As a group, we tend to be steady and generous contributors to family and church money needs. This long-held and deep-seated sense of obligation has put many women of color behind the savings curve and negatively impacted our ability to save. I am not in any way judging what you do with your money. I'm just advocating knowing why you're making the decisions you're making. And what are the ramifications, good or bad, for you? We must recalculate our relationship with our money. Who gets it? When, how, and how often. And I advocate that the recalculation begin with a mindset that will be new to many African American women. Pay yourself first. That means every time you get money, put something away, savings, for yourself. The amount isn't as important as the discipline. It's your money, so take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.